Welcome to Bedtime Safari, the newest show by the Bedtime History family. Be sure to subscribe for new episodes every week. Also be sure to check out our newest book, Explorer Society World's Fair Conspiracy. It's a fast-paced time travel adventure about two teen agents who work for a secret organization that protects history. Their mission? To stop a mysterious enemy from changing the past and messing up the future. Along the way, they visit famous locations, meet famous inventors, and learn why these moments in history matter. Check the show notes for the Amazon link. I'd love for you to check it out, and all proceeds go to supporting Bedtime History. Imagine you're standing on the softest white sand beach you've ever felt, with your toes sinking gently into the warm, powdery sand. You're on one of the beautiful Seychelles Islands in the middle of the Indian Ocean, where the water is so clear and blue it looks like liquid sapphires. Take a deep breath and smell the salty ocean air mixed with the sweet smell of tropical flowers blooming nearby. The gentle sound of waves rolling onto the beach creates a peaceful rhythm that makes you feel calm and happy. The beach stretches out in both directions like a perfect white ribbon between the bright blue ocean and the lush green jungle that grows right up to the sand. Behind you, tall palm trees sway gently in the warm, tropical breeze, their long green leaves making soft, rustling sounds that mix with the gentle whoosh of the waves. Some of these palm trees are so tall they seem to touch the puffy white clouds drifting slowly across the bright blue sky. You start walking along the water's edge, feeling the warm waves tickle your feet as they roll up onto the sand and then slide back into the ocean. The water is so warm, it feels like a bath, and so clear you can see small, colorful fish swimming just a few feet away. Tiny hermit crabs scurry across the sand, carrying their shell houses on their backs, and sometimes you spot a bright red or orange crab quickly disappearing into a hole in the sand when it sees you coming. As you walk, you notice the most amazing rocks scattered along the beach. These aren't ordinary rocks. They're huge granite boulders that look like giant marbles left behind by friendly giants. These smooth, rounded rocks are millions of years old and create perfect spots to sit and watch the ocean. Some are as big as houses, and they're stacked on top of each other in ways that seem impossible, creating natural sculptures that have been here since long before any people came to these islands. The clear, warm water invites you to wade in deeper for a gentle swim. As you float peacefully on your back, you can look up at the palm trees swaying above you and feel completely relaxed. The water holds you up like you're lying on a soft, liquid mattress. Small tropical fish swim curiously around you, bright yellow ones, stripy black and white ones, and some that look like they're painted with rainbow colors. They're not afraid of people and will swim right up to you to say hello. After your relaxing swim, you walk up the beach toward a small village nestled between the ocean and the jungle. The houses here are simple but colorful, painted in cheerful shades of blue, pink, yellow, and green. Most have metal roofs to handle the tropical rain, and many are built up on stilts to stay cool and dry. The people who live here are called Seychellois, and they've learned to live in perfect harmony with the beautiful nature around them. Walking through the village, you can hear the happy sounds of island life. Children are laughing and playing games under the shade of mango trees, while adults sit on their porches chatting with neighbors and enjoying the warm afternoon. You might hear someone playing soft music on a guitar, or the gentle sounds of people preparing dinner with fresh fish caught that morning. The village is surrounded by the most amazing plants and trees you've ever seen. Giant elephant ear leaves create natural umbrellas that could shelter you from rain, and bright red hibiscus flowers bloom everywhere like nature's own decorations. You'll see breadfruit trees with their big, round fruits that the islanders use to make delicious meals, and coconut palms heavy with green coconuts full of sweet, refreshing coconut water. One of the most special plants you'll discover is the Coco de Mer palm, which only grows in the Seychelles and nowhere else in the world. These trees produce the biggest seeds of any plant on Earth. Coconuts so large and unusually shaped that sailors who found them floating in the ocean hundreds of years ago thought they must be magical. The trees grow very slowly and can live for over 400 years, making them some of the oldest living things on the islands. You take a gentle walk along a forest path that leads into the heart of the island, where the jungle is thick and green and full of interesting sounds. The air here feels cooler thanks to all the big leaves creating shade overhead. You can hear the beautiful songs of tropical birds, including the rare Seychelles warbler, a small brown bird that was almost gone forever but has been saved by people who care about protecting nature. High up in the trees, you might spot some very special animals that live only in the Seychelles. The Seychelles fruit bat is actually quite large and flies around during the day, unlike most bats. These gentle creatures help the forest by carrying pollen from flower to flower and spreading seeds to grow new trees. You might also see a Seychelles blue pigeon or hear the call of a Seychelles bulbul, both birds that exist nowhere else on Earth. The forest floor is home to giant tortoises that move very slowly and can live for over 100 years. These gentle giants are as big as coffee tables and love to eat grass and fallen fruits. They've been living on these islands for so long that they've become a symbol of the Seychelles, reminding everyone about the importance of taking care of nature so future generations can enjoy these amazing creatures too. As you continue exploring the island, you come across small streams that flow down from the mountains through the jungle and eventually reach the ocean. The water is crystal clear and cool, perfect for splashing your face or filling up a water bottle. These streams are home to small freshwater fish and provide drinking water for all the animals that live in the forest. You discover that the Seychelles Islands have an interesting history. For a long time, no people lived here at all, just the tortoises, birds, and other animals. Then about 250 years ago, people from France and later England came to the islands, followed by people from Africa and Asia. All these different groups of people brought their own traditions, languages, and ways of cooking, creating the unique island culture you see today. The islanders speak three different languages, Creole, French, and English, and they've learned to use everything the islands provide. They make beautiful crafts from coconut shells, catch fish using traditional methods, pass down through families, and grow their own fruits and vegetables in small gardens behind their houses. As your day on the islands comes to an end, you find yourself back on the beach watching one of the most beautiful sunsets you've ever seen. The sky turns brilliant shades of orange, pink, and purple, and the calm ocean reflects all these colors like a giant mirror. The gentle waves continue their peaceful rhythm, and the palm trees create perfect silhouettes against the colorful sky. Sitting quietly on the warm sand as the first stars appear, you realize that the Seychelles Islands are special, not just because they're beautiful, but because they show you how people and nature can live together in peace. The islanders have learned to take care of their home, protecting the rare animals and plants while still enjoying all the wonderful things the islands provide. We hope you enjoyed this journey through the Seychelles. Be sure to subscribe to be notified of new episodes and tune in next week for a new adventure.